Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone to the Shir. We're learning Chavos Levavos V'Shaar B'Tochen Perek Zayin. What are the reasons why people lose their betachim? Why is it that people lose their betachim? Right? You hear the Shaila? Why is it people lose their betachim? And the answer is, Umehem Kuf Tzadik Hei. Kuf Tzadik Hei Dalad. Umehem Netoisai Elasibas HaKrayvais. He thinks that the Siba that's near him. Kuf Tzadik Hei. Kuf Tzadik Hei. Kuf Tzadik Hei. Dalad. Ice Dalad.
Right, okay.
Umehem Netoisai Elasibas HaKrayvais. He's bent towards the happenings that are near him. Asher Huroya Aysan. He sees that this and this happened, and he's bent towards it. Layeda Kiho Elois. Anything that happens, Kosha Tikrivena Mehame Oil. Tamit Yechailis Lahoyal Lima'ilo. The closer you are to something near you has less ability to change it or to help you. You want a raise, yeah? So you think that the raise is going to come from your boss. You should know that your boss has the least ability to give you the raise. Why? Okay, Eli's. The things that happen, Makasha Tikravena, Lamail, and it's closer to you, Timad Yechailis Lahail Lamail, has less ability to change it. That's why everyone has a big mistake. They're trying to get raises, they're trying to change their lives, and they're digging in on the near and the thing that's near them. Ula Hazikai, the nearest thing that could hurt him. But the thing that's near them, that's far, is more powerful. It gives a mashal. What does it mean over here? Koyam Melech. The king said, you have to punish one of the servants. So when the king has his decree, it goes down the line of command. Mitzava Mishneu La Saisa. The second command, he tells him to order this and this slave. Let's say you're in Russia, right? So Putin, he's on top, and there's a guy who's a component of Russia, a component of Putin. He's running against him. So Putin tells the second command, three words. Take care of the guy. Okay? V'mishana mitzav l'sar. So the second in command tells the minister. V'sar mitzav l'shaiter. And he tells the head of policemen, right? The minister of security tells the police, the chief. V'shaiter mitzav l'sarti. Then the police chief tells the actual policeman. And the policeman has to tell the guys to take care of the jails. And the final guy, they chop up the guy, they grab him, they take him to jail. So who has the most power to change the decree? The people closer to the guys who drag him to jail, or the police chief, or the minister, or the second in command, or the king? Who has the least yechailus to change it? And you're sitting there crying. This guy's dragging to jail, right? He's crying. Don't take me to jail. Don't take me. No. My wife, my kids. He's crying and crying. Who's he crying to? He's crying to the guy who has the least in control over here. He's just the mafia guy that they hired, the hitman to drag the guy to jail. He has the least control, right? And even less than that is the kalim, right? They're killing the guy, right? So they're using different kalim to kill him. The kalim for sure can't do it, you know. But the people who are doing it, they have more ability to stop it. mekalim, but not too much. And the police chief, he could maybe, you know, intervene. He's a more power. But a shaiter and the minister, maybe he could even have more power. But a shar yaisim and a shaiter. Who has the most power? The guy furthest away. Same thing with Hashem. The guy wants a raise. Your boss has the least ability to give you a raise. The furthest from you, which is Hashem, unfortunately, is very far away. The furthest, he is the one that gives you the raise. The weakness or the strength, the hayal la ma'il, tiyal kafi kirvas rechaika bimenu. Va'abayre yis'ala, asher tachles ha'ilais, b'raychak min ha'ma'ilim. Hashem is the furthest from us, because his metzias is the furthest from our teva. Roy liv toyach bay, v'lismay chalav, l'chayzik yichaltoy, al tayalasam minizkam kashikidmu min advarim. But Hashem, who is the furthest from us, he's the one that we should realize is in control. And he's the one that can make the difference. And he's the one that could change it. He's the one that makes it happen. And he's the one we should realize is running it. He's the one that has all the yichaylas. And therefore we should get involved with him. And not get involved with all the other things. They're not going to make a difference. People are running around all day. This, that, they have to do everything. But the one that actually sits by the control board, they don't think about him. Right? They don't think about him. He has the most yichailas to make the difference. So why are you not involved in the real guy? Zak the Nader B'Kaydesh. Zak the Nader B'Kaydesh. אנחנו מאמינים, עתיין הכפי, אנחנו מאמינים ונאמינים שהשם יסברך משפיע לאויל המעליין, מן האויליין לתחתין, מן האויל מגלגלם. Hashem has a seder in this world, the way his השפעה goes from one world to the next. Hashem משפיע ומגזל השפעה לכל הנגזר. And it trickles down to every single spot. לא ישענו את תפקידם אפילו חד הזה. Nobody could change it. ונגזר באיזה סיבה יוצלח או יעשה חדילה. Hashem Yisrach Nikra Reichev Ha Baravis. Hashem Shviyade Lahanek Herzainai. Hashem is the Reichev. So all the things that happen in this world, Hashem spritz down the Hashpa, but he's sitting on the top, controlling it. Where Reichev is sus, domestic with person, like the guy driving the horse. Since Af im Kvar Gio Kriva Asiba Lacha. Even if you're near the Kisiba, V'dayitacha lifo b'siba zayis, B'yadu l'shanis, V'asiba la yayilacha. A lot of times you do, and it doesn't work. Kisiba hema kulam k'me kelem, k'linayikshin d'ay kelem, V'afim l'fi dayitacha hameruba, V'gamata raya b'aynecha, Shasiba yitayva, K'rei v'lana shama l'hachis nafshecha. And you run there to save yourself. K'cholasi l'shtanis, B'ratzin ha'elyoin. Mishad Marachis. The Rabban Shalom changes the pattern. And you think something's bad. Don't be scared. So what's the var? What's he saying here? Right, like this. The Gemara says that even if you have a knife on your neck, right, a feel a cherev chada, right, you should still daven, right. But it's so bleak, it's so slim that I'm going to get out of this mess, right. The cherev is already on my neck. The Gemara says it's still worth investing in Hashem. Why? Why is it worth it? Because in this world, people put a lot of kaychas in, investments, right? They put kaychas in, and The reason is because there's a good chance of success. So if there's a chance of success, I'll put a lot of koichas. It's worth the koichas. So when I'm holding it ready by a net on my neck is the knife, it's a very weak chance of getting out of it. So it's not worth putting in the koichas, right? Because it's ready, it's too late already. It's shayin gegangen. But since you know that Hashem runs the whole world, and He's the one that could change the whole thing in a split second, so Mela, it's worth investing in Him. The Gemara is saying, it's worth the investment, even if the chances are very little. Right, why? Because since you're investing in Hashem, so you're putting koichas to daven, to think about Hashem's koichas and Hashem's ava to you, His rachamim, it's worth the investment. It's not a waste of time. The Gemara is saying it's not a waste of time. The Gemara is not saying you're for sure going to be saved. That's a shtus. To think that when it's very bleak, you're for sure you're going to be saved, it's stupidity. Namish make take everyone for a ride. It's not pshat. Pshat is that, of course, it looks very small chance. Hashem looks like He's closing in on you. But you could change it. How? By getting a drop more kervus Hashem and tefillah and mitzvahs, that little bit could change the whole gzerah. Because this is the gzerah from Hashem, and Hashem controls everything. So you have the ability to change it even last minute if you invest in Hashem. It's worth the investment. You shouldn't give up on davening because it's worth the investment. Because you're makir that Hashem controls everything. That's the verse. You have the chizik to know that I have the ability to go straight to the king, and I could cut through all the red tape. And I could be laying on the table with a knife on my neck, and I could daven to Hashem. And I have the ability to go straight to the king, and He's the one that wants to hear my tefillahs. And that's going to change the whole dynamics. That little tefillah is going to change the whole thing. That little tefillah is going to change the whole thing. It's not for sure going to happen. It's shtus. Not for sure. People say, for sure, I have betachon, for sure, it's stupidity. Mamish Narishkeit, they're selling everyone a Brooklyn Bridge, they're making everyone crazy. You have no reason to say what Hashem's going to do, what He's going to plan, especially when Hashem makes a matzah where it's a very small chance of getting out of it. And then you say, for sure, you're going to get saved. It's ridiculous. The word is not that you're for sure going to get saved, nothing's for sure going to happen. But it's worth investing in thinking about the greatness of Hashem and feeling close to Him, feeling that He will save you. That hergish of feeling that He will save you is worth gold, because Hashem responds to that hergish. And if Hashem wants to, because you had that hergish, He could change the whole matzav. So Mela, it's worth investing in Hashem, even if the matzav looks very, very serious. It's worth investing in Him. That's the word. Marpel and Nefesh. Umehem the Taise al Sibas Akrivis. Or Salimar Shazah, whom the Mafsidia Batacham Hashem, Im Adam Mason Betroni al Siba Akrivali. Masturai Mimenu Parnasa Vasava Shazah Davo Nice Parnasa. What was the tain on Yaisu Tzadik? That he asked the Sar Mashkim to get out? That was the Shtadlis. The taina was that he thought that the Sar Mashkin had something to do with getting him out. That was the problem. He says over here that if you think about the Siva Kriva, that you think this thing is going to help you, Hashem sent the Sar Mashkin down to get him out. If Hashem would want to get him out a different way, he could send down another guy. Hashem's not tied up with the Sar Mashkin guy. Let's say Sar Mashkin guy gets out of jail and gets hit by a truck and he's dead. So now Yosef's stuck in jail forever. No, Hashem will find him out a different way. If Hashem wants to get him out, get him out. It's not that the Sar Mashkin has nothing to do with it. It was Hashem sending him down. So the chet of Yosef is not that he asked him. It's that he thought that he had a machshava that this guy could help him. That was the problem. Liada ki ha'ilais ki ha'dava ha'kar v'lov shemenu parnasasai ka'ich mutar l'asa parnasai. The thing that you're giving you parnasa, that you're trusting in, has the least power to give you parnasa. your job has the least hope for you. It makes no sense altogether. Madav Rachmena Shua Ilav Asibul Zah Davar Davazel Davrachat Shemagil Adam Zah Kalam Tsayim the Ita Yisparach Nika Ilas Asibas Veisham Yisparachu Ilas Kala Ilas Asibas Kala Asibas Adam Makabel Makala Ilas Hanikra Ma'il Vata Maven. The Ribono Shel Olam is the one that switches all the switchboards, and he pulls all the shots. So if you go do a business deal, you're about to do a business deal, and you didn't daven with your full heart to Hashem, you're a shaita gamur. Why? Because the guy who you're going to is a shaita. He has no shaychas to helping you. He can't even give you the money if you try. He's not going to give you the deal unless Hashem okays it. And therefore, before you go to the business deal, you should say a kapit tehillim to the one that sits by the switchblade who controls the deal. And if you don't do that, if you don't say that kapit tehillim before you do the deal, that shows that you think that this shmeiger here is in control over here. And you put on a nice suit. It used to be, yeah, when you went to business, you had to wear a nice suit. You had to look presentable. Now there's you go, jeans.
So should he try and convince the
boss? If it's a shtadlus, but not because the boss is in control of it. The shtadlus that you do activate Hashem's on your behalf.
Right, you still have to make normal shtadlus.
Why would the shtadlus? Because that activates Hashem's on your behalf.
Okay.
If you don't do a shtadlus, then the question is how much a shtadlus do you give?
Exactly.
If it's a normal thing to wear a suit and you come in jeans, it's not going to look so nice, you know?
Right, for the first interview.
The problem is nowadays, you have to come with the jeans, not with the suit. You come with the suit, they say, what's wrong with you?
Or come late with a dirty shirt.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a shirt.
The guy told me this week, actually. He works in contracting. And the way it works in construction is that you have to have permits from the government. And they have to send out inspectors. These inspectors, they have no patience. If you're not there on time, they work for the government. They don't care. If you're not there in the minute the appointment's scheduled for 9:30. If you come 9:31, you lost it. They leave. They go home, go to bed, they're done. So he said this week is the first time in his life it happened. He came and dropped late, and the inspector was still standing there waiting for him. He's like, he couldn't believe it. It's like, what happened over here? What's wrong with the guy, you know? Never in his life did it happen. Well, my said it happened. He was late, and the guy waited for him. Well, my said the word is that, yeah, that's where the problem comes in. You have to do a shtadlus. You have to do a shtadlus properly, right? At the same time, you have to be makir 100% b'lev shalom, that their Ribono Shel Olam is the one that sits by the switchboard. And whether you're going to get the deal or not, you see so many times like this. You try something, you put all the shtadlus, A1 is shtadlus, 0, 0, 0. A1 is shtadlus, 0, 0, 0. Nothing comes out from it. You see, klar like that. Hashem sits by the switchboard no matter what happens. So if you say a kapitel, midavent Hashem shtark b'chol libay, and you connect Hashem, that has much more ability than that. That's much more. You're putting in more into the deal. You're putting in more into the deal, right? That's shan the gemara. I feel cherev chadad. Since you have the ability to connect Hashem is so powerful. The it's worth the investment even when the knife is on your neck, because you have this the Ribono Shel Olam, because you have this ability. Let's say you are the king's the president's son, right? The king's son, right? And no matter what you're going through, you could always go to your father, you slip into him and ask, talk to him. So that changes the whole dynamic of everything. No such thing as something bleak because you have access, right? You have access to the king. So why are you not using your access? Why are you not using it? That's the question. Why are you not using? You have access. You're not using it. You're shaita. Mamash shaita. That's the vart. How could you not use your connections? The Ribono Shel Olam, even though he's so far from us, and he's all the way on the top, and he has all these things underneath him, but every single yid has straight access to Hashem, which is the most mind-boggling thing. That itself is the most mind-boggling thing, that every single yid has direct access to Hashem. All you have to do is use it. That's all you have to do. You have direct access. So if you use the direct access, you'll have atzlacha. L'mayla medarcha tava, because you have Hashem there with you. Have a good Shabbos.